Today, as a church, we are celebrating this feast of Transfiguration. And when you think about being transfigured, some of those things that come to mind is, you know, the whole idea of being transformed, being changed. And thinking about this sense of transformation, one of the stories that come to my mind actually is something that I shared with you already a few weeks ago. It's about the book, actually, or the play, if you want, of Les Miserables. It's a very powerful story about change. But not just about change or transformation, but about some instruments that they spark that change. They initiate that journey of transformation in the lives of others. At the beginning of that book, we have this main character, Jean Valjean. He has been in prison for 19 years because he stole a loaf of bread for his starving family. He comes out of prison with little money in his pocket, and he's trying to kind of fit in into the society. He starts by looking for some jobs or something to do. But then once the people realize about his history, they tell him, we are sorry, but we cannot have you here. He goes into a restaurant and offers to pay for his meal. But once they realize that he is coming out of prison, they tell him, you know what? We are sorry, but we cannot accommodate you here. So we have this guy coming out of prison, trying to fit in, but at the same time, he's very frustrated. He's very disappointed because of the way things are going for him. The last resort that he has was to go to the house of the bishop in the town. He goes there. He's welcomed by a nun into the bishop's house. The bishop makes time to meet with him. He listens to him. And to his surprise, the bishop offered him hospitality in his house. He dined with the bishop that night. And then after dinner, they showed him to his room. And in the middle of the night, Jean Valjean wakes up and he hears these voices in his head telling him to do other things. And then he decides to go into the bishop's room. He steals the silverware and then he takes off in the middle of the night. Early in the morning, the police arrest Jean Valjean, and then they bring him back to the bishop's house so that the bishop can actually testify that he stole the silverware. But even to the surprise of Jean Valjean, the bishop, instead of accusing him, the bishop tells the police that actually I gave the silverware to this man as a gift. And I'm very glad that you caught him and bring him back and brought him back, because he forgot to take the candlesticks that I gave them to him as well. So the bishop takes the candlesticks and gives them to Jean Valjean. And the poor man is there surprised, like, what's going on? I'm supposed to be arrested. But the bishop tells him, my son, Jean Valjean, God has bought your soul today. Use these things that I've given you to change your life. God has bought your soul today. You can go in the peace of Christ. And from that juncture, the life of this man, Jean Valjean, was totally transformed. He became a very different person. At the heart of that story is the bishop. He is the instrument that sparked this deep sense of transformation in the life of this man, Jean Valjean. Through the bishop, God started this journey of transformation, this journey of transfiguration in the life of this character, Jean Valjean. Because of the bishop's act of kindness towards this man, forgiveness, and generosity, he sparked the seed of transformation. He sparked the awareness of the presence of God in the life of this Jean Valjean. And I think today, as we celebrate this feast of Transfiguration, God is inviting us today to be those instruments that can spark the seed of transformation in the lives of others. And often we don't need to do big things. We can spark that seed of transformation by the little acts of kindness towards others. When we forgive our brother or sister, we can spark the seed of transformation in their lives. When we become charitable to others, we help them know that God is inviting them to change their lives. When we are generous with those who are in need, we help them realize that God is present in their lives and God is changing, God is transforming their lives for better. So, my brothers and sisters, I invite you to always be courageous, to always offer yourself so that God can use you to spark that seed of transformation in the lives of others.